mess around.
Yes, how good does that sound? Well, Tex Perkins is an Australian music legend, let's be honest. And when it comes to a translation of the Man in Black, Johnny Cash's music, well, Tex Perkins has no peer. I think this is a terrific idea. Tex is going to take the Tennessee Four with Rachel Tidd on a tour across Australia to some of Australia's iconic non-working prisons and perform the music of Johnny Cash. Good afternoon, Tex Perkins.
G'day, Pete. Good to be here.
Thank you for your time. This is going to be fun, Tex. You must be really excited about it.
I am. It's going to be really interesting from my perspective. I mean, we've already played at Old Parramatta Jail and Fremantle Prison, and these places are just, you know, dripping with, you know, history and incredible the stories in the place and the atmosphere of the place and To bring music into it, and the music of Johnny Cash into these prisons, it's a kind of a perfect concept, really, and I'm really looking forward to it, to actually going to these places and learning the stories of them.
Can you tell us the story of Johnny Cash and Folsom and also St. Quentin's prisons, late 60s? It must have taken a huge amount of negotiation to get permission for Johnny to play these places.
Well, you know, I think he had actually played quite a few prisons beforehand.
Mm.
I think as soon as he wrote the song Folsom Prison Blues, I think he automatically had a connection with prisoners and kind of the outlaw lifestyle. So he was, I think he had done that quite a bit, but the Folsom Prison concert was the first time he convinced his record company to record it and that it was going to be a good idea and it was going to be a great, you know, sounding record, which it is, and mainly for its atmosphere. And the audience, their absolute enthusiasm is almost manic.
Do you remember yourself? I mean, the first time that you heard Johnny Cash, or who introduced you to the music? No doubt you're a very young man, probably a young boy at the time. Do you remember who introduced you?
I do. Well, I remember being a six-year-old. And a boy named Sue was a hit on the radio at the time, and it was the first song I ever heard that had bleeped out lyrics, and so that fascinated me. And I later learnt what the actual words were, and I can tell you that I had imagined a lot worse ones. I was hooked. I was hooked right there, then and there. He was a man of great authority and standing, but he also was a little bit of a rat bag and a little bit of a stirrer, and he had a dark side, but he had a good sense of humour as well.
Is it something that you've wondered about yourself, Tex, as far as perhaps playing live in front of a prison population, if you like?
Well, we actually have done that.
Is that right?
Yes, when we started with The Man in Black, the first thing we did as a publicity exercise, all the media came with us, but we went and played Barwon Maximum Security Prison in Victoria, and we did two shows there on the same day, and I got to tell you, it was a very different atmosphere.
Yeah.
These blokes, I guess they'd been told, you know, if you muck up, if you do anything out of control, this will never happen again. You'll be marched straight back to your cells. So they were a bit stiff.
Mm.
They didn't really know how to act. And to tell you the truth, these are some of the baddest men in the country. And I was, you know, singing songs face to face with them wasn't the most comfortable thing I've ever done.
It would have been a different type of energy that would have been evident, Tex, I'm sure.
Indeed, I much prefer playing old prisons with an audience that can leave at the end of it.
And some terrific old prisons as well. You mentioned Fremantle, but also Maitland Prison in New South Wales, Cockatoo Island, the old Adelaide Jail, the old Bendigo Jail, an old Melbourne Jail, and also down in Tasmania at the Port Arthur Historic Site. It is going to be an amazing tour at some very special and remarkable venues, Tex.
Indeed. I think that's why the whole concept works so beautifully. It's people really are interested in these places, and probably a lot of people haven't got around to going to them. And to bring entertainment into these places is one thing, but to bring entertainment that's sort of conceptually connected to the place, I think it seems to be irresistible, because a lot of people want to come along.
Tex, where would you be without music, do you think? Have you ever contemplated that thought?
Where would any of us be without music?
well, lost is probably the answer, but we're all not gifted like you are in the field.
I think we'd all be very sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was inevitable for me. I think lacking many other skills, it is always going to be music for me. I thought when I was about 10 years old, I thought I was going to be a stuntman.
At what age did you give up on that dream, Tex?
I think it was 10 and a half.
Right. I was going to say you still harbour those ambitions now, perhaps.
Well, I'm often hurting myself, but not on purpose.
Fremantle Jail, you've mentioned Fremantle Prison, we all know it very well here in Western Australia, but can you articulate for us the dynamic there when you've performed?
Oh, well, it was a wonderful experience coming to play Fremantle Prison. It's a great place for this. I have to say, last time we were there, it was probably the promoter probably oversold it a little bit, and there was probably a little bit too many trying to squeeze into that space and actually getting to see the stage. So things are going to be a little different this time. We're going to have the stage in a different spot, and there won't be quite as many tickets sold, so that everyone's got a good look at the stage. So it will be even better this time. There won't be any problems.
Fantastic. Last time I saw you, you were performing on, of all places, AFL 360. That would have been quite an interesting ordeal, Tex.
Well, fronting up to Robbo.
Yeah, that's right. That's probably similar to some of the Barwon experience, as far as the energy in the air.
No, he was quite friendly and open and welcoming. So I enjoyed talking to those guys, and actually Jared Waitley and Robbo are probably my favourite football analysts. Even though I don't get Foxtel, whenever I hear I think Jared's a particularly good football journalist.
Yeah, he is fantastic. Tex, all the very best with the tour. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. We here in Western Australia can get tickets to this event, Fremantle Prison, Saturday the 8th of October. I think tickets go on sale last Friday. So they're on sale now. Get in nice and early. Ticketmaster.com.au. It is Tex Perkins and the Tennessee Four, Far From Folsom Tour with Rachel Tidd. Thanks, Tex.
Oh, good on you, Pete. Thanks for having us.
Anytime at all. Tex Perkins there, legend of the Australian music industry, performing the music of Johnny Cash. And as Gary Adds said in our crossover, Gary said, as far as a likeness goes for Johnny Cash, the voice, the work, all of that, Tex Perkins is without peer here in this country, at least. So that is sure to be a unique experience, that's for sure. It is the Far From Folsom Tour. And once more, ticketmaster.com.au if you want to secure your tickets.